From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Oh, that tilt to the first-time buyers going a treat in the housing market, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's quite a few important pieces of data yesterday, so we'll catch up on those. And yes, the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, this is the house price and sales data, all that stuff that they put out. And Mike, I would say that the house price growth is slowing, but the market is still pretty tight. Price is still very strong. I mean, if you just wade through all of this data, house prices are still circa 30% higher than they were at this time last year. So depending on how you apply the seasonal adjustment to the house price index, the monthly rise is still up around that 1.5 to sort of 2%, depending on how people, you know, do that seasonal adjustment. So it's still trotting along. Look at the unadjusted median house price data. The month-to-month increase was 0.3%. But every single region still saw a lift in the house price index compared to the previous month. So it's still definitely moving in an upward direction. There was the highest number of houses sold in a month in the last 5 years. So still very active. And it really is Auckland driving that statistic. The Auckland market is still very busy. And there's now a real issue with the number of houses available for sale. So there's no inventory out there, Mike, which suggests that buyers will, for a while, still keep paying up for the stock that's there. So it's still chugging along.
Exactly. And once you bought your house, you can't afford the veggies, though. That's the problem, isn't it?
No, you can't. There's the poor old veggie lovers, the poor old vegans out there had a tough month. Food price index data released yesterday. As I said yesterday, it's a big component of the CPI. And it's the volatile veggies showing out again. At the headline level, food prices gained 1.4%. for the month, up 2.8% year on year, but those pesky veggies up 9.4% in the month. Tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, capsicum, broccoli, what are you going to do? How's your salad looking? 1% rise in meat, poultry and fish as well. That result was above expectations. Dwelling rent data out as well yesterday. That's up over 3% for the year. That is also lagged to house prices, Mike, so expect that to go further in recent months, and that all pushes up expectations for the CPI on Friday.
Yes, it does. That is inflationary, and that is what the RB has to address today.
Today is the day. So let's be clear. It's a monetary policy review. It's not a monetary policy statement, so a shorter press statement attached to it. They review the official cash rate. No change expected there. But we would expect the Reserve Bank to acknowledge a few things, possibly change their language around these issues. So we've got stronger economic data coming through. The labour market is tighter, and there are rising inflationary expectations. And just on a quick aside, Mike, the labour market is really key here. And I honestly, this is like my little soapbox for the morning. I think we've got a fundamental problem. Government policy is now deeply rooted in an ideological position that we need to reskill, upskill, redeploy the current working population to support where the current and future demand is. But the fact is we can't do that fast enough to avoid short and medium-term labour issues. So anyway, will the RBNZ address having to start the tightening cycle earlier? The market is definitely pricing that in. Market pricing has pretty much put an OCR increase into the mix in November. So the market is expecting a quite hawkish tone. Think back to that data, GDP stronger. The recent outlook surveys point to price increases. Job ads are telling the labour market is tight. Look, they could also talk about the rate of asset purchases as well, but they only have a short press statement, so that remains to be seen. But exciting day ahead, Mike. Exciting day.
I feel we shall talk about it at length tomorrow morning.
No doubt we will.
Meantime, what are the numbers?
The Dow is down 58 points, 34,938. The S&P 500 down 8 points, 4,377 is the number there. And the NASDAQ, 14,699. They had another belter of a CPI data print there overnight as well. The FTSE 100, 7124, unchanged. The Nikkei, 28,718, up 149, about 0.5% gain there. And Shanghai Composite also up about 0.5%, 3566. The ASX 200 closed down 1 yesterday, 7332. The NZX 50 gained 22 points, 0.17%, closing at 12,785. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar weaker this morning, 0.6949 against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.9327 Aussie, 0.5894 Euro, 0.5026 pounds, 76.86 yen gold, $1,808, and Brent crude up $76.35.
Yeah, but good one. We'll catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.